it is a travesty for us to be spending taxpayer money on counterfeit products. So from a fiscal responsibility and efficiency point of view, we want to eliminate that. Then you compound that with the fact that some of these products have the potential to, at best, waste the time and resources of our employees through testing and then trying to pull them out when they have failures, and at worst, actually causing some sort of accident or mishap that has an impact on health and safety. While that is happening across the U.S. government, it's obviously a particular concern when it's going into either NASA or the Department of Defense.
How much of the problem is actually unknown, meaning that it's so vast it's hard to know exactly how many fake parts are in the government supply chain right now?
It's always going to be difficult to try to precisely quantify. One of the things the working group that we set up is doing is getting a better sense of that. So there are mechanisms inside the U.S. government to report counterfeit products. They have not been used, frankly, as comprehensively and as effectively as they could be, but that has already started to improve over the last 6 months if we've focused on this product, and that is one of the very specific aims of the working group, is to make sure this mechanism that exists for reporting counterfeits is actually used by all the agencies, that information is then shared among the agencies, and that information, and we use that information effectively to basically go after those sources of supply and cut them off from the U.S. government.
Tell me a little bit more about this working group, and also I know that you started Operation Chain Reaction. What is it, and what's your time frame for both of these?
So I'll talk about the working group first. So the working group, overall, sort of big picture, the point of the working group is to look at all of our legislative authority. So look at our laws, look at our regulations, look at the policy and guidance that already exists in the U.S. government and see if there are any gaps there. There are six working groups, sub-working groups, under the overall working group. We sent a Federal Register notice out. So we sent a notice out to the public to get their input. That Federal Register notice is still open. I think it closes on September 16th. And we set out many of the specific questions that these working groups are looking at in the Federal Register notice so that we could get input not just from the government experts that we have at the table, but from the public, as a whole, but including contractors that are selling into the U.S. government.
And what about Operation Chain Reaction? How is that working with the working group?
So the working group is looking at our procurement practices and what we need to do inside the U.S. government to tighten and secure our supply chain. In addition to that, it's clear that we need increased law enforcement. And the IPR Center, which is run out of the Department of Homeland Security, but includes every law enforcement agency of the U.S. government, recently launched an operation called Operation Chain Reaction. And the point of Operation Chain Reaction is to specifically target those individuals or those criminal enterprises that are selling counterfeit goods into U.S. government supply chain, apprehend them, prosecute them, put them away.
Going back to what you were mentioning about soliciting comments and advice from the private sector, working closely with contractors, is anybody doing a better job at catching these counterfeit products than the government?
I'll name a company, but there are lots of companies out there that are doing a good job. One that I will name is Cisco, which sells a lot of high-tech equipment into the U.S. government. Cisco has had problems in the past with its products being counterfeited and sold into the U.S. supply chain, but Cisco has been an excellent partner in working with us on government procurement generally and on law enforcement in terms of investigating these operations. So I would note the fact that we have that they have been very cooperative, and I think this is a problem that they have focused on in a very serious way, but that is just one example. There are a number of companies out there that I think as it's become evident that this is not an anomalous problem or a one-off problem, that this is a serious and fairly significant problem, the companies have in general all been extremely cooperative and receptive.
Federal employee listening to this might think, maybe the computer I'm using has fake parts, or especially these employees who are in charge of stocking the supply cabinet, making purchases, might be starting to question what they actually have in those equipment closets. What should they be doing?
One of the things that, and our recommendations are not yet final, but one of the things I think is fairly likely that will come out of this process is us doing a much better job of training those that are purchasing products and then stocking them on cabinets so they know what to look for. They know which products they which of the products they purchase are most likely to be counterfeited. So they have, particularly in cases where we are talking about critical infrastructure or national security, where they know that they have a source that they can trust. So I think there has been, those efforts already exist, but I think we could do a better job.
Just offhand, is there any sort of warning signal or alarm that employees should look for?
You know, a decade ago, that would have been a much easier question because counterfeiting was not the big business that it is today. It was much less sophisticated. Counterfeiters are not big on quality control as a general matter, but they are now much better at hiding that and masking it and creating products that on the surface look like they are legitimate products. This is big, big business. These are organized criminal enterprises. To the extent that we are telling our federal employees red flags to look out for, they will quickly become aware of that, and they will change their processes to adapt it. We've seen that over and over again. So this will not be sort of, you know, one training exercise and this is done. This will be an ongoing effort that we as the U.S. government are going to be needing to stay one step ahead of these criminal organizations as they change their tactics.